Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Demery, who's president of Carpet One. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
Good. Good to be with you. I understand that you've just had your first grandchild born on the West Coast. Congratulations on that.
I did. Thank you very much. Thank God he looks like the mom and not my son.
That's great. Hey, you know, for background, just for those people that don't know much about you, I think you've been at CCA for about 7 years, been president of the Carpet One organization for five. Prior to that, you were at Home Depot, so you've got a nice round background in floor covering, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know if it's round, but it's pretty extensive at this point.
All right, so we're at your winter meeting down in Orlando at the Peabody, a very nice place to have a meeting. Thought, you know, when you talk about Carpet One, you're the head of the largest buying group in the U.S. You represent, you know, the biggest group of independent flooring retailers. How are they doing?
Well, overall, they're still cautiously optimistic. I think the attitude's a little better than it was 6 months or 12 months ago at this time. Most of our members are showing slight increases. We have few that are showing substantial increases in this first quarter. I think everybody has kind of accepted the economy. We've gotten past things like the election and the fiscal cliff and, you know, some of the tragedies like Hurricane Sandy. But we're seeing a nice increase in business, especially after the first of the year. So we're optimistic about 2013.
Okay. And what are some of their challenges?
They remain the same. How do you get traffic, and not just traffic, but qualified customers who are in the market to buy? That's number one. The customers that they do have are very bargain conscious, very price conscious. So how do you make sure that you sell enough added value so that you can get the highest average ticket possible? And then last one is the pressure on margins. You know, customers are ferocious shoppers now. So we do a very good job, though, of making sure they understand it's just not the price of the product. It's the price of the total installed job and the service that goes along with it. And thankfully, our members do a very good job of that. And of course, they have a lot of marketing tools to support that between our metal systems, our warranties, our healthier installation guarantees, our beautiful guarantee. You know, thankfully, all of those added value services have helped them through this difficult time.
All right. So as we talk about Carpet One, most people know it's an organization of roughly 900 or so members. It's a cooperative. Most of the people who are Carpet One have been members for a long time, and they're in their second and third generation, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And we do a lot of counseling. We provide a lot of third-party expertise. We have people that are financial experts in helping members transition businesses, helping them structure it in the event they don't have a succession plan. We're very proud of the fact that we have a lot of second and third generation people that have walked into the Carpet One Floor and Home family. So we continue to see nice growth. We're adding more members at this stage than we're losing, which is a nice reversal of a trend. But to your point, a lot of the owners are older, so we work very closely with them to make sure that they have a succession plan or a way to transfer or sell that business in the future.
One of the data points for the quality of a meeting is attendance. Talk a little bit about the attendance of this meeting.
Our attendance is up a little bit from last winter. I think Orlando's kind of a nice place to come and get out of the cold. We have about 86% of our members that attend this convention, so we're happy with the turnout.
All right. The highlights of this meeting up to this point, yesterday was mostly about product, and today's been about marketing. Real quick, just looking at product, a few of the things that you're most excited about as far as new initiatives in product.
Well, we've added brand extensions. First of all, a very successful soft carpet launch. As you know, Tigressa. We've added to that called Tigressa Cherish and a whole new positioning of that as a brand extension and a step up. We also have introduced Innovia, which is our exclusive line of soft carpet. So we're excited about that. And soft is where it is on the carpet side. We continue to expand our LVT offering. We're revamping our Laminates for Life and keeping that new and fresh. We've got a couple of hardwood offerings. So on balance, you know, we're staying ahead of the industry, we feel, when it comes to product attributes and added value services and exclusives that our members can take to the marketplace.
You mentioned about soft carpet. You know, as I've seen the advance rollouts with some of the major mills, it seems like that, again, the second year soft is a major push on the carpet side. Is that what the consumer's looking for? Is it performing? Are there any issues? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the consumer's definitely looking for it. I mean, soft is it. As far as performance issues and not being so close to product as I used to be, Other than the recommended way to vacuum and care and clean for the product, there haven't been any. I mean, these products perform underfoot. You know, they retain their texture. They're very stain resistant. So we're very happy with the performance. But I think anybody out there should really, you know, make sure they pay attention to their manufacturers, and they have recommended these are the types of vacuums you can use and so forth.
Well, let's talk about marketing for a minute. One of the key reasons that a member is part of this organization is some of the help that you bring them on building traffic. Talk a little bit about your marketing objectives and what you're doing to achieve them.
Well, we really look at it in three different phases. When it comes to marketing, you have to get into the consumer's consideration set. So we say, well, how do we help consumers find us? And we do that through a variety of marketing efforts with a heavy emphasis on digital and everything that falls under that platform or that arena. We also have Anytime Creative because we're a very diverse group. We have high-end luxury members, and we have very price-driven commodity members. So we provide a whole suite of services, whether it's in traditional media, whether it's in digital media, and everything in between, to help consumers find us. And we're very happy with our performance in that area. To get them to consider us, we have to have something that's uniquely differentiated and added value. So we promote very heavily what those things are. And the last one is, how do they choose us? And the choose us is all about the offers that we put in front of them. Our offers are strong, they're powerful, whether it's in discounting, whether it's in extended financing plans, whether it's on our exclusive products, our installation services. So find us, consider us, and choose us is really what we kind of fold underneath.
One of the things I noticed in some of this advanced advertising you're showing your members is a new tagline, which I think is very well thought out. It's from inspiration to installation, which pretty well defines your fit within the market, doesn't it?
Well, the vision of Carpet One Floor and Home is to really be the store of choice for professionally installed flooring in every community. You know, there's a million taglines. Installation and inspiration kind of fits what we do for full service, specialty retail, professionally installed. At the end of the day, whatever tagline you have or brand promise, you better be able to deliver upon it. And our members do, and they do it thankfully better than most. And because of that, you know, because of the work they perform and because they help customers make their homes and their floors look beautiful, you know, we've built over the last 28 years, to your point earlier, the largest independent group of flooring retailers in this industry.
You know, one of the things I was glad to see this morning is in one of the sessions you had, you were talking about one of your goals as a co-op is to make sure that your members' businesses are something that have lasted for 60 and 80 and 100 years. Do you think, based on your background with the home centers and your current position here, do you feel like there's a long-term viability for independent retail in the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. Not only long-term viability, I think there's growth opportunity for independent businesses in North America, not just the U.S. Look, it comes back to the same old adage, people buy from people. You know, I have family members that own their own businesses. They built their businesses based on loyal, long-term, satisfied customers that bring them referrals, bring them family and friends. And that's what you have to do. You have to be competitive. We are. You have to have great products. We do. You have to have added value services. We think we have the best. You have to deliver on your brand promise, which our members thankfully do. And if you do all those things, you will build a nice referral business. And at the same time, you got to have a balance of marketing and advertising in the different mediums that make sense today.
All right, Eric, great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Eric Demery down at the Carpet One Floor and Home Winter Convention in Orlando. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.